Fred Alan Wolf, PhD. On Pop in the
Quark. I want to understand the relationship between my God self or my imager and your imager.
Okay. What's the relation between my God self and your God self? There is no relationship because it's only one God self. It's in both of us.
That was a beautiful short answer. I loved it. So then when people, we get this question asked all the time when we're out doing Q&As about this social consciousness and how do I affect social consciousness?
Question about how does anybody affect social consciousness? By touching and getting in touch with the God self, because that is social consciousness. It's in every one of us.
So when you talk about quantum entanglement, there's the cool quantum physics terms, but then in reality, what you're saying is that there's one God self, and it's in all of us, and that's how we're connected?
At a fundamental level that is even difficult to observe, there's one God self that is all of us. We grow from that. The whole universe grew from it, and each of the separate personalities that appeared have grown from it, with the illusion that each one is a separate individual, but actually we're all from the same tree.
And when you say God self, it's observer, God self, it's all...
The observer, the God self, that seems to be who's, you know, cooking the fish, who's popping the quiff, who's making the reality, who's making things come into being, who's reducing the goo into something prickly.
Okay, what is popping the quiff? What is popping the quiff?
Okay, I use the metaphor popping the quiff because the quiff is the, I use the term quiff for quantum wave function, which is the gooey wave that fits everywhere. And then when you pop it, it suddenly goes from being a gooey to a prickly pear someplace. And that's reality suddenly created. And then it gets gooey again. Then you pop it. So it's like that.
I'm going to put that on our next T-shirt. I popped the quiff.
I popped the quiff.
I popped the quiff.